Welcome back to Taking Flight. In my episode of Wildlife Communication and Conservation, I mentioned how I spend time on Facebook. I realized that probably made your eyes gloss over. I was on the App Store the other day, and I noticed that the most downloaded app was TikTok. That didn't surprise me, since I'm constantly bombarded with TikTok videos online. I haven't downloaded the app yet, and quite frankly, the app confuses me. I really don't know how the app works, and I don't think I ever will. Now, I will primarily use this episode to highlight two news articles related to the social media platform, that is TikTok. One incident happened in New Zealand around the first week of March, and another one will be about how a recent TikTok star is incorporating songbird calls into her latest TikTok videos. Before I begin, the CritterFacts website has a compilation of wildlife TikToks on its page, so check that out if you have time. So, back to the main story. A New Zealand man has faced criticism from conservationists from grabbing hold of a seagull. The person, who was allegedly drunk, was apparently sitting in the sidewalk eating fries when he decided to grab one of the seagulls that were dive-bombing him for his food. I heard that he was drunkenly bellowing Vanessa Carlton's tune A Thousand Miles when he grabbed the bird. If you watch the original TikTok video, you can hear the red-billed gull squawk in surprise. I mean, who wouldn't be, before the bird is released. This video apparently had gone viral worldwide, ranking up to 22 million views, with most of the comments showcasing humor towards the incident. The Department of Conservation, however, was all but amused. Red-billed gulls, they stated, are protected against the Wildlife Act, which means it is illegal to harass or disturb them. People who do so can face fines and imprisonment. It is very stressful for the animal when it is held like this. The man then released a separate video apologizing for his actions and that he wasn't encouraging closer observation of the bird and how he's actually scared of them, etc. So can this incident be classified as wildlife take or harassment? Why don't we review the definition first? According to the Endangered Species Act, take is defined as any action that actually or potentially harms wildlife by killing or injuring it, or by annoying it to such an extent as to cause serious disruption in essential behavior patterns, such as feeding, breeding, or sheltering. So yes, by the logic of that definition, the man did participate in wildlife take. Pulling a gull out of the sky is not exactly natural. But there can be more extensive forms of wildlife take. One particular form you all know is poaching. One example that relates to this avian topic is the Migratory Bird Treaty Act. I mentioned this in my plover episode. For decades, the act, initially passed in 1918, prohibited not just the purposeful killing of migratory birds, i.e. poaching, but also the accidental killing, which is the definition of incidental take. Both individuals as well as industries could be punished. But under the Trump administration, the legal argument was presented that the act only prohibited intentional killing of bird species. The Trump administration stated that criminally prosecuting and incidental killings severely limited the scope of the law. This allowed companies like BP, British Petroleum, to avoid facing fines and prosecution for crimes such as the BP oil spill. The Trump administration moved forward in an effort to finalize the act into law in their very final days. It could now take the Biden administration up to a year to undo that. In the meantime, this could leave thousands of birds without federal protections, leaving them at increased risk for development. The second TikTok story I will cover is one about a TikTok producer who is mixing bird calls with her TikTok music videos. New York producer and solo artist, So Wiley, please forgive me for mispronunciation, has combined the natural world with electronic music in her new series of bird beats on TikTok. For example, some of her sample songs include calls from hermit thrush, eastern screech owl, and barn owls. So I guess she has created an entirely new genre of music inspired by wildlife. This story is a great segue into how TikTok can be used for wildlife conservation. Since TikTok has reached immense popularity relatively quickly, it has tremendous potential for wildlife conservation awareness. CritterFacts is already doing an excellent job of that, through not only their online radio, but through the Wildlife Fact of the Day option, and the live webcams that you can view through the app. By making short videos of cute little penguins or plovers running across beaches, it can help spark curiosity, I hope to some extent, about their conservation. But I also feel that due to the sometimes absurd nature of TikTok videos, for example, I saw one about a giraffe leaning in through a window and sipping a drink, that gives us a false sense of conservation. Though this is also mammal-related, there is also one of a woman befriending a spotted hyena. Don't get me wrong, that's a great way to spark interest, but seriously, hyenas are not the same as dogs. They can crush your bones if they wanted to. If you would rather become informed about wildlife on TikTok in comparison to articles on the web, that's perfectly fine. I have no issues with that. But please do your research first. On the other hand, there are some TikToks out there of the release of baby owls into the wild, and those tend to give a more accurate picture. In summary, TikTok is a great form of social media that I think should be used extensively to promote wildlife conservation, and it has so much potential to develop into something amazing. That is, if it's used correctly. Thank you all so much for listening, and I'll see you all next time on Taking Flight.